Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, July 24th, 2025, and we have a great mix of real estate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
State Roundup: Harford schools among first to go to trial against social media companies. Electricity bills to rise up to 5% next summer. Harford County's Board of Education is set to be one of the first to go to trial against social media companies, with hundreds of cases of children being harmed expected to roll out next year. Meanwhile, consumers in a 13-state region, including Maryland, could see their electric bills rise by 1.5% to 5% starting in the summer of 2026. This comes after a key electricity auction cleared at its maximum price. Baltimore Gas and Electric raised rates to cover a $17.5 million contract for a specially outfitted Ford F-150, sparking controversy with state utility regulators. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories.
AIR Communities named Real Estate Top Workplace Winner by Energage. Apartment Income REIT, operating as AIR Communities, has been recognized as a Real Estate Top Workplace Winner by Energage. This prestigious award celebrates organizations within the real estate sector that prioritize people-first workplace cultures. Beth Harmon, Senior Vice President of Human Resources, expressed pride in AIR's intentional culture, emphasizing professional development, competitive benefits, and a supportive environment. The Top Workplaces Award is based on employee feedback, measuring culture drivers like alignment and connection. Energage CEO Eric Rubino highlighted the importance of employee voice in today's market. This recognition adds to AIR's track record of workplace excellence, with previous wins in national, regional, and local top workplace rankings. AIR operates apartment homes in 10 states and the District of Columbia, focusing on resident satisfaction and innovative property management. For more information, visit aircommunities.com. Advancing affordable housing throughout the Southeast. KHEC closes three properties in the second quarter of 2025. KHEC recently closed three affordable housing properties in the Southeast during the second quarter of 2025. These properties, totaling 146 units, aim to provide accessible housing options for all. The developments involve a mix of new construction and rehabilitation, preserving and enhancing existing affordable housing communities. The properties include Lily Gardens in Staunton, VA, Gateway Double Creek in Florence, AL, and Renaissance Commons in Elizabeth City, NC. These projects cater to families and seniors, earning various percentages of the area median income, addressing the growing need for affordable housing. KHEC's Vice President Greg Mayo emphasized the organization's commitment to creating and sustaining affordable rental communities in the Southeast through collaborative partnerships. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.